Blog Talk Radio.
How to reach the masses, men of every birth, form and after. Jesus gave the key.
I'm so glad you're with us this evening. It's Dr. Gregory Scott. Welcome, WGUM, Glory United Ministries. The very next voice you hear will be that of Pastor Patricia Bitterman.
Amen. I didn't realize that Brother Benny had finished singing, but we bless God for the many benefits. We thank God for being in your hearing once more and again. We thank God for another week. There's another day that the Lord, he has kept me, and I am glad about it. How about you? I didn't get run over by a truck, didn't get hit by a car, didn't catch a stray bullet. Nobody stuck a knife in my throat. We thank God for Jesus and thank Jesus for the blood. So far, I don't have the 19, and we bless God for the many benefits, for it is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. I'm telling you, I am indeed glad to be with you on this evening. My body is tired, but it's for a worthy cause. We just bless God, because as I look back over my life, I can go back some years. Oh, back in the 90s when I had my heart attack, and then after that I was stricken with rheumatoid arthritis, couldn't brush my teeth, couldn't comb my hair, could walk but in a lot of pain. My knees bothered me, my back hurt. Everything was hurting on me, but I bless God for the benefits that today I can say, even though the disease, the germ of rheumatoid arthritis is yet in my body, God has touched me with his grace because he told Paul that my grace is sufficient. Paul went to the Lord and he asked the Lord to heal his body, and he went and asked God repeatedly, Lord, heal me. But you know, I tell you, God is worthy to be praised. Because the Lord responded in such a way that you could get angry, but what's the use? You can't do anything with him. He's so high, you can't get over him. He's so low, you can't get under him. He's so wide, you can't get around him. You must come in at the door. So why not come in the door in the first place and then eliminate all the traveling that you take to get to the Lord? Just come straight in, tell the Lord thank you. And the Lord said to him, listen, my grace is sufficient. So I thank God for God's grace on this evening in my life, where it has made it possible for me to be mobile without being in a lot of pain. Yes, I was on medication for a long time with my rheumatoid arthritis. I have a very good doctor. And with prayer and medicine get together, you better look out. Talking about a time, it's a time, you hear me? Because God instituted medicine. If he hadn't, the scientists wouldn't know what to do. I can't look at a mushroom and tell you whether it's a poison one or a good one. All I know is that I'm just trusting, taking the medicine, trusting in the Lord. If I may mention Dr. Scott on this evening, thank God who labors with me in the vineyard. I tell you, I thank God for him. He had a doctor's appointment on today, and the doctor had seen him prior, and he told him, I need you to come back in a few weeks, maybe 6 weeks or so it was, and he was there at the doctor, and the report was not the best. But the doctor says, I'm not going to change your medicine. We're just going to change how you take your medicine. And saints, sometimes we're taking the right stuff, but we're doing it in the wrong manner. So therefore, the medicine was not effective the way it should have. So the doctor gave the doctor instructions and told him, take this medicine like this, and then wait, and then continue to do so. And I tell you, Dr. Scott called me when he got from the doctor's office, and he gave me the good news that the doctor had shared with him. We had seen results from following instructions, but doing it the way that it should be done. And we just bless God on tonight, because it is the Lord who gives us miracle after miracle after miracle. The young lady, Jacqueline, she says, I see miracles happening for you. Oh, my God. I think we had that song in the loop. I see miracles happening for you. I tell you, God is just worthy to be praised. We have to bless the Lord. David told us to bless the Lord at all times, and then do something else. Just don't bless him. Let the praises of the Lord continually come out of your mouth. Now, I know, come on now, I know it's impossible to walk around all day long blessing the Lord and praising the Lord. But you know, if you would just reverse some of your language that you use, just try reversing some of the language that you use. My apostle Cheryl Wade said, words have power. And sometimes you speak a condition upon yourself. Said my pastor Charles Quillen, he told us about Brother Bud Kitchens, and he said Brother Bud would say, I've been down so long, to being down don't bother me. Why would you want to be happy being down? Look like to me you would want to rise above and be glad, to be happy, to be joyful, to be joyous. You know, I haven't missed a beat. My husband passed away in May. I have not Mr. Bean. I've had my down moments, but then I rise above that circumstance and I'll start singing a song of some kind or clapping my hands or just getting on the phone and changing the atmosphere. I sit in the house of God and I began to bless God for all that he is and all that he's done and all that he's going to continue to do. I don't have to worry. I don't have to fret, for the Lord my God has never failed me yet. He never ever makes a mistake. God does things in his timing, and it's done for a reason. When he does what he do, we don't always understand why he did it that way or why he did it at that particular time. But with God, if you go back into Genesis, in the beginning, God, he created the heavens and the earth, and he separated the water. He spoke life into existence. Everything was done in a timely manner. Come on, it is the first book of the Holy Bible, Genesis 1. Somebody read Genesis 1, please. And look at how God orchestrated everything that's here. Why won't you put your trust in Jesus? Everything is all right. Trust the Lord. I heard Reverend Quillen singing, trust God and obey. If you trust and obey God, he will surely make a way. Trust God and obey. I tell you, Radio Land, I am excited on this evening. I am pumped up. I am locked and loaded, as Dr. Scott sometimes referred to me as being locked and loaded. I am ready to move on in the Spirit of the Lord. It is so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word. And we got to learn how to trust God no matter what it looks like. I tell you, it hasn't always been easy, but it's getting easy. I just thank God for the benefits, because in Psalms, in the book of Psalms, it let us know that it is the Lord who loads us daily with benefits. Aren't you glad that you have a friend in Jesus? Huh? Oh, my God, he never failed. Last week I had Dr. Scott to play. We come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He never failed me yet. I tell you, I feel good. I just feel a bubbling in my soul. My niece Tanya was in New York when she was a little girl, and she had a young lady who took a great interest in my niece. My niece has that type of personality. I must say she's a lot like me and my dad. She doesn't meet strangers, and if you don't feel like talking, you'll talk to Tanya or you'll talk to me or whatever. It's just something about us that people are like a magnet drawn to us, and they feel safe to strike up a conversation even if they're not a talker, or they feel safe to listen to us talk to them. But I tell you, my niece went to choir rehearsal at one of the local churches with the young lady, and when Tanya came back home to my mom's house, she said to my mother, she said, Nana, them children say, it's a bubbling in my soul. I sing it, I shout it, I know it. It's a bubbling in my soul. That was the little children's choir rehearsal that she sat in, and she listened to the instructor teach the little children of that church at home. Was Community Baptist Church under Dr. Reverend Raymond Lee, who's now deceased. And Tanya was a little girl. She wasn't any more than about four or so. And she came back. She was visiting in New York during the summer. And she came back, and she just had to let my mother know about that song. She said, Nana, them churn say, it's a bubbling in my soul. It's a bubbling, It's a bubbling in my, and she was singing, it's a bubbling, it's a bubbling, it's a bubbling in my soul. I sing it, I shout it, I know it, it's a bubbling in my soul. Now just that little time that she was sitting there, that song got her attention. Whether she understood what the song meant or not, it didn't matter. It didn't matter. All she knows is that it's a bubbling, it's a bubbling, it's a bubbling in my soul. And that's the desire we have to have for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Just the mention of the name Jesus should start the spirit moving on the inside, and we can come away singing, it's a bubbling, it's a bubbling, it's a bubbling in my soul. Oh, bless his name. I sing it, I shout it, I know it, it's a bubbling in my soul. Therefore, I would say like David, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. It's a bubbling, it's a bubbling, it's a bubbling in my soul. How about you on this evening? He's a wonder in my soul. Jesus is a wonder in my soul. He's a wonder in my soul. Bless his name. He's a wonder in my soul. Yeah, he's a wonder because he's a bubbling in my soul. He said, I will be in you a well of water springing up on the inside. Any kind of springing up, it's a bubbling. You can put water in a pot and put no heat to it. The water lay dormant, but put a little heat to it. You begin to see the water start to move, and then you begin to see it bubble. It forms little bubbles, and then next thing you know, you got a rapid boil there. It's a bubbling in my soul. Hallelujah. Come on, people of God, clap your hands and bless his holy name that you're able to listen in the archive. Listen live, however way you're listening, on the computer, it's a bubbling your soul. We thank God for Jesus on tonight, and we thank Jesus for his blood. I'm excited, as you know. I'm pumped up. It's a bubbling. I thank God for letting me remember the song that my niece came back home and was so excited to share with her Nana. See, my mom was the church musician at the Sanctified Church where we come from. My mom was a musician there for over 40 years. Didn't get paid a dime, but the service that came from God. Oh, bless his name. And you know, it seems like when you're doing things for God, it seems like you don't get paid. Some people come with a ticket. I don't preach for money, but money helped me preach. Oh, bless his name. It helped me get to where I need to get to. It helps with a plane ticket if I got to go preach somewhere. It helps put stockings on my little legs. It helps me to get what I need. My cough drop. Money helped me get what I need, but I don't preach for money. But money help me to preach. Oh, bless his name. I preached a couple of Sundays ago. Pastor said, Pastor Benjamin, I need you to bring the message on the third Sunday in July. I said, Pastor, I'll be away. I'm going away. That's after the memorial service, and I'm going away that weekend. And she said, well, the fourth Sunday. I said, well, Pastor, if that's what you want, then that's what I'll do. She said, that's what God said. And I preached on Zoom, and my God, the message was come thirsty. And I preached until one lady was watching the service on Zoom. The very next Sunday, she came to the pastor and said, I don't remember the lady's name that preached last Sunday, but I was listening to her bring the message on Zoom. And she said, oh, my God, God used that woman of God mightily, and God's going to do this and that. And so she had a card that she wrote on the card. telling me how blessed she was over the message and how God began to talk to her about me. And she put a $100 bill in the envelope and she gave it to the pastor. And she said, please give this to the pastor who preached last Sunday. And she said, I apologize, pastor, for not remembering your name. I am 72 years old, she said, and I apologize for not remembering your name. Well, come to look at it, how about this? We have the exact same name. She signed her note that she wrote to me, Patty, P-A-T-T-Y. That's what they call me at home in New York, Patty. Delaware, they call me Patricia or Pat. But at home, they call me Patty. And I said, wow, isn't that ironic that my name and her name are the same? So I just answered her back on today. I got the right card that I wanted to have the right wording, and I sent her a thank you and a big God bless you back to her. But we need to be bubbling. So that you, Mother Blackshear used to tell us, if you catch on fire, somebody going to come watch you burn. And that's a true statement. A house can be on fire, and the people in the house may not be able to escape the fire, but the people on the outside are going to run to see the fire. So we need to get on fire and burn with the Holy Ghost. It'll burn out some of these impurities in our bodies. Yes, the Bible says that many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord healeth them out of them all. And I just am grateful tonight that my knees work, my feet work, my hands. I tell you, I couldn't even squeeze the toothpaste out of the tube, let alone brush my teeth. The rheumatoid was so heavily in my elbows, I could not put my clothes, my underclothes on. My husband had to accompany me also with brushing the teeth and combing the hair. I could sing a song right now saying, look where he brought me from. Tonight I can comb my hair. I can clap my hands. I would be sitting in the house of God wanting to clap my hands, but my hands hurt so bad until I couldn't clap my hands for the pain. But I can tell you on tonight, I can clap my hands. Hallelujah, Jesus. There's a bubbling in my soul. What's bubbling? The Holy Ghost is bubbling. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you're living beneath your privilege. For the Bible said that the Holy Ghost is a gift for everyone that asks for it. Ask, and it shall be given you. Ask God for the Holy Spirit. Come on, why? You don't want to stop doing what you do? Because the Holy Spirit do not dwell in an unclean vessel. It won't stay there. It'll stop by, but it'll say, uh-oh, got the wrong thing here. I got to vacate. I'll be waiting when he comes back to his senses, or I'll be waiting when she comes back to her senses, and then I can return, because I will not dwell in an unclean temple. You just cannot defile the body and expect for the Holy Ghost to stay there. Oh, it'll show up. Trust me, I'm a witness. It'll show up, but it won't abide. Jesus said, let this word abide in you. Huh? Let the word abide in you. The word is abiding in you. The word is the Holy Ghost. In the beginning, John's gospel said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God. Let's turn our Bibles there quickly. I was going to come out of Hebrew, but God does it all the time. He changes the dynamics for me, and he'll go and get what some one person on the call might need to hear this. John, St. John, chapter 1, and we're not going to be before you long, because truly it is a bubbling in my So my armor bearer called me on today, and she was quite distraught over her mother. Her mother has an infection, and she was being put into surgery today. And she said, I didn't want to bother you because I know you're in the process of moving. I said, a mother's never too busy for her children. What is it? Let me have it. And she said, well, my mom has been rushed to the ER as of yesterday. She went for a checkup, and they found this thing going on, so they sent her to the hospital, and there was waiting today when she called me for them to take her down for surgery. So I had to remind my armor bearer, see, you are professing holiness, but yet we're in the flesh, yet arrived. We have not arrived yet. Now, on Sunday in the service, when I went and got her mother and brought her, just like they brought the sick to Jesus, for Jesus to heal them, I went in the audience and got her mom and brought her to the altar for the pastor to pray for her. And as the pastor was praying for her mom, the pastor said, I feel something move. And then she said, I call that infection out of her body. That pastor had no way of knowing except revealed by the Holy Ghost. So the pastor began to say, I call that infection out of the body. And I began to bless God because I know the pastor didn't know that she was dealing with an infection that had hospitalized her a week or so before that. So when she began to get prophetic and call out the infection, so when she went into the hospital on yesterday and today they're going to do the surgery, she said the infection was so. I said, well, listen, sweetheart, didn't God call the infection out? So let the doctors do what they got to do. The Lord says she was healed. So if God chooses to heal her through the night, then the infection is coming out. We got to just bless God for however way he do it. They don't need to sing in any way, you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied, but yet you complain about everything. Let God be God in your life. Let God do it. If God want to heal me, he'll heal me. If God want to send me to the doctor and let the medicine do whatever it should be doing for me, then so be it. Tell the Lord thank you. Every time I went for my treatment, I said, Lord, I thank you that I'm going to feel better. I bless God. And guess what? I took myself off of the medicine. After 10 years, I believe I was on it. And I said, doctor, I don't think I need this anymore. And he said, you're right. You don't. I bless God. I stepped out on faith. I took a leap of faith. Why? Because the word of God is a bubbling in my soul. And I have to let God be God in my life. And you need to let God be God in your life, not only when you need a financial blessing, but let him be the Lord of your life every day. Every day with Jesus. I don't know if my sister remember that when we were children. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus. I think Marion taught us that. I love him more and more. Jesus said that he would keep me, and he's the one that I adore. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. No matter the trials, the tribulation, no matter the trouble, but every day with Jesus is a day to be reckoned. It's a day to count. You're among the living, and you're serving a true and a living God. It's a bubbling in my soul. Scripture tells us, rejoice and be exceedingly glad. If you're glad, if you got the glad, it'll be bubbling in your soul. No matter what's hanging heavy over you, but you can still push past your flesh because you know what? I don't care how sick you are. Your spirit, man, is not affected by that. I watched my mother with a condition they say she had Alzheimer's. But I can say, Mama, Jesus love you. This I know. She said, oh, she began to speak in tongues. And we blessed God together. My neighbor, I called her over. I said, come right away. She said, Lord, Miss Benjamin dying. And she called me to come see Miss Benjamin leave. I don't want to go. But she came because I asked her to. And when she got to the house, she just walked slowly down the hall. I said, come on, Miss Beth, come on. And she saw that I had such joy in my face. She began to smile. Mama was clapping her hands in the bed, patting her foot in the bed, and she was just singing to God. God blessed her. The last week of her life, she died a week later. My brother Michael came out, and he said, look at this. And she just laughed, and she talked, and she just kept speaking in tongues, and she just kept clapping. Oh, God, she just kept clapping her little hands, and I would start singing. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me, and she began to sing and clap. Her spirit man was well in her body. Her flesh was failing, but her spirit man was alive. Her spirit man was a bubbling in her soul. My God, I thank you. Yes, God, I thank you. And I must say, yes, Lord, I thank you. I wanted my armor bearer to reach out for what God did on Sunday. God called the infection out. So if he's taking it out through the doctor's knife, so be it. Long as we get rid of it. I'm excited. Woo. I'm enjoying Jesus. It's a bubbling in my soul. You know, I don't even know if my niece remembers that little song. But I thank God for bringing it to me. Let's go to John Gospel quickly, and I'm going to be closing. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. If you don't have the Word of God in you, operating for you, operating around you, you have a crop failure. You got a yard full of weeds. Oh, bless his name. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything. Y'all better back up. Listen to what the word says. Nothing was made without him. Nothing. And even now, nothing is made. Got history in the making. Last evening, a black woman is now going to be running to become the VP of the USA. It's long overdue, but there's nothing before its time. If you go ahead of time, you're shipwrecked. But if you wait on time, time will not fail you. Oh, bless God for his benefits. She wasn't my pick. I wanted Val Demings. But he picked her, so you know what? I'm going to bless the Lord in spite of what I wanted and who I wanted. That's just how it goes. God, I thank you. I'm feeling good in the neighborhood. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. This is St. John, Gospel 1. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. If you don't have life, you have darkness. You need life. You know, I think there's an insurance company called Met, M-E-T, Life, and it tells you to choose Met Life. Well, if you don't have have the life that the Lord has provided for you, then you're full of dead men's bones. You're in darkness. The light is not in you. Let's read the Bible. Oh, bless his name. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. The darkness wasn't used to light. The earth was dark and without void until the Lord spoke in Genesis. Go back and get Genesis 1 and begin to read that. And you'll see God in action. You'll see how he just created everything. And you think he can't fix your condition? Shame on you. You just got to talk to him a little bit more. Tell him all about it, and then begin to thank him for healing you. Thank him for allowing the medicine to take hold and do what it's intended to do. Just start it. I know it's not easy, but we got to persevere. We got to push until something happens. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light or that light. John the Baptist, and we give him a lot of credit, but John the Baptist was not the light. Jesus is the light, not John. They're cousins. Elizabeth and Mary were cousins. And Elizabeth was pregnant with John. I know you know the story. Elizabeth was pregnant with John, and Mary was pregnant with Jesus. And Elizabeth didn't tell anybody that she was with child. But the moment that Mary walked into her cousin's house and spake a word to her cousin, said, "Hello, cousin," whatever, the baby, which is John, leaped inside of Elizabeth's belly because John heard the word. The Holy Spirit is what he heard. Oh, bless his name, because Mary was carrying the holy child. The Holy Ghost had not fallen because Jesus hadn't been born yet. They lived a Christian life, or they lived a clean life, but they lived it without the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Ghost did not come until after Jesus came down in the flesh. And Jesus said, "I'm going to leave you, but I won't leave you comforted. But I'm going to leave the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. The Comforter will come, and he will guide you into all truth." So why are you walking around here without the Holy Ghost? That's a good question. Why? Oh, for years I didn't have it. But then I desired to want to be more and more and more. So I sought the Lord, and he filled me with the Holy Ghost. Many fillings. Oh, bless his name. I fell down and I got back up. I fell down and I got back up. I fell down and I got back up. But this time I got it right. Oh, bless his name. Oh, I'm happy in Christ today. Did you hear it in my voice? Yeah, it's a bubbling. It's a bubbling in my soul. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh in the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. You all have some of that same problem with your family members too. But as many as receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. It's a difference. I'm born of the flesh. There's a difference. So are you. But there is a birth that is born only by God. Ooh, Lord, help me, Jesus. And the Word was made flesh and dwell among us. That's Jesus we're talking about. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace. There's that word grace again, and truth. John bore witness of him and cried, saying, this was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. Yeah, because Jesus was in the beginning when the Lord said, let us. Go back to Genesis. You got to go get Genesis tonight. I can't get back there. I'm trying to get John through here. But you got to go back to Genesis chapter 1. This is the first book in your Bible. Come on, beloveds. Go ahead and get that a little later on and read it for yourself. In the beginning, Jesus and God was having a conversation. And God said, let us, come on, son, let us make man. And the Lord and his Father, Jesus and his Father, agreed. So they made man. That's where you came from. That's how you got here. There was an agreement. When the Lord said to his son, let us, he said us. He didn't say let me, us. Him and Jesus was involved with this. Let us make man. He made man a little lower than the angels. He was mindful of his creation. He crowned man with glory and honor. He was mindful of his creation. It was the devil who messed up things, not the Lord himself. Let's read. I'm almost done. It's a bubbling in my soul. Oh, hallelujah. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. You can't get grace unless you come through Jesus Christ. Okay? All right, let's go to the next one. No man have seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. And this is the record of John. When the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who art thou? And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. See, John told the truth. He could have tried to act like, I'm Christ, I'm Jesus, I got it going on. Like some of us do want to take credit for something you had nothing to do with in the first place. And they asked him, what then? So what's up with you? You know, that's how we would talk today. So what's up with you? So what you going around here doing all this hollering and talking about? So what you getting out of it? What you staying the game? Who's paying you? What you got in this? Well, how many nickels do you have in this quarter? That's how we operate. And they did the same thing. They did the exact same thing. Say then unto him, who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself? He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. See, that's me. I'm not Jesus. I'm not God. I am just a voice crying out so that somebody will turn to my Jesus. It goes back to my opening song, lift him up. That's what John was doing. He was lifting him up for men to see. Jesus said, John, if you lift me up, I'll draw all men unto me. I'm telling you, when you have that type of relationship between you and Jesus, you can say like my niece, them churns say, it's a bubbling in my soul. Oh, I feel good down in my sanctified soul. He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet, he says. Oh, bless his name. And they which were sent were of the Pharisees, you know that, of the devil, just trying to get something started, that's all. And the devil's still doing the same thing. He hasn't changed his resume. And they asked him and said unto him, why baptize thou then, if thou be not that Christ, listen to how you all do, nor Elias, neither that prophet? John answered then, saying, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you whom ye know not. He it is who coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoes latch I am not worthy to unloose. My God, today I feel sorry for John, because John felt like he wasn't good enough to unlatch Jesus' shoes. But Jesus is loving and he's kind. He'll let us touch him. We got to touch him by faith. Oh, bless his name. These things were done in Bethabar, beyond Jordan, where John was baptized. The next day, John sees Jesus coming unto him and said, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. This is he. Look out. This is he. Here's the proof. Here's what I'm talking about. This is who I've been talking about. This is why I won't keep my mouth shut, because what I'm telling you is true. It's real. You just got to wait for the appointed time so that you can see what I've been telling you about. Here he comes. Some Babylon in my soul. Oh, thank you, sweet Jesus. Ah, this is he of whom I said, after me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me, and I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water. And John bore record, said, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remain on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. Ooh, I love the Word of God, because the Word will back up itself. I had no clue that God was going to talk to you about the Holy Ghost and then tell you the truth. The Holy Ghost, you can't buy it. You can't take a class for it. It comes from the Lord. Oh, my God, it's a bubbling in my soul. And I saw and bore witness, record to this, the Son of God. Bore record that this is the Son of God. Again, the next day, after John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he said, behold, the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. When you hear Jesus, you will follow him. If you are not following Jesus, I would say you have not heard him. That's what I would say. Only you know. If you hear his voice and don't follow him, that you start following him. There is no greater love than this, than to walk with the Lord and have him to walk with you. Oh, God, I just love the word of God. I want you all to read this in your spare time. I've got a gnat trying to get on my nerve in here. Bless his name. He's trying to read the word. Lord, I thank you. Oh, bless his name. Jesus turned and saw them following and said unto them, what seek ye? They said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? Where you live? See that? Now they want to know where he lives. Don't know where he came from. Don't know where he going. Don't know how he got there. Now they want to know where you dwell at. Where you? We are something else. It's okay. It's all right to ask the question. Where dwellest thou? And he said unto them, come and see. Jesus got a sense of humor. He said, come and see. Come see where I dwell. They came and saw where he dwelt and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon, Peter's. He first finished his own brother, Simon, and said unto him, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted, the Christ. Are you able to say tonight, I have found the Messiah? I've been going to church for a very long time. Every chance I got, I was just only there to get by, to wear my outfit, to congregate with Sister Green, Sister Cucumber, something to do, just to get out of the house on Sunday and wait for my husband who'd get on my nerve. But are you really able to tell somebody that you found the Messiah? When you leave church, are you able to go to some? Can you witness to somebody in the grocery store, say, I found Jesus? And I'm glad. There's a song that we sang, I found Jesus, and I'm glad. I found Jesus, and I'm glad. I found Jesus, and I'm glad. Oh, no, I'll never be sad. That's what they used to sing. The old saints used to sing, I found Jesus and I'm glad. No, no, I'll never be sad. They were feeling that bubbling sensation that they were not sad because they found Jesus and they were glad. So it says, which is being interpreted to Christ, and he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus beheld him, he said, thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. The day followed, Jesus would go forth into Galilee and findeth Philip and saith unto him, follow me. Did Jesus find you? Has he found you tonight and asked you to follow him? Oh, what a word. What a word. Now, Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael and said unto him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Somebody always has to be negative about something. But however, it was good he asked the question. Philip said unto him, come and see. And see, Philip has taken on the spirit of Jesus. Jesus said, come see. Now Philip is telling this dude here, come see. Come see for yourself. Then you'll know. Oh, my God, this is a long scripture, But I'm telling you, read this John, St. John 1, in its entirety. It will bless your soul. It will cause you to bubble. And you will know whether you found the Messiah or you're just going to church because it's just a little habit that you have acquired. Or are you really going because you found Jesus and you're glad? Are you really going for the right reason? Are you going for fishes and loaves? Because some of them followed Jesus for the miracles. Some followed for what Jesus could do for them. But are you going because you love Jesus and Jesus has found you and therefore you have found him and you're able to go out and witness? Look, every one of them that came in contact with Jesus went out and invited someone else to come along. That's what my sister Jackie does. She invites you to come along because she found Jesus and she wants you to be a part of it so that you're not left behind. Oh, I thank God for Jesus tonight, and I thank Jesus for the blood. We might pick this up next week. I don't know how God's going to work with this, but we bless his holy name. In the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and the people of God say, it's a bubbling in my soul. Dr. Scott, I is back in your hands, young man. Oh, bless his name. I don't know if Blog Talk is having a problem or not, but I am calling for Dr. Scott. Thank you, sweet Jesus. It's a bubbling in my soul. I'm done. Oh, bless his name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Ah, it's a bubbling. It's a bubbling. It's a bubbling in my soul. It's a bubbling, it's a bubbling, it's a bubbling in my soul. Ooh, it's a bubbling, it's a bubbling, it's a bubbling in my soul. It's a bubbling, it's a bubbling, it's a bubbling in my soul. Thank you, Jesus. May the Lord God watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another. In Jesus' mighty name. Bless the Lord. We still have a few minutes before 8. I don't know if there's a problem with the technician or not, but we bless God for his benefits. So they followed Jesus to Galilee and many of the places they went. And the people was blessed. They were just excited to see what John was talking about. Sometimes it's good to see what people are talking about, what you've been told, so that you know what you've been told was true. John was not exaggerating. John didn't lie. Told them about Jesus. And there, everything that John told them about Jesus was true. Jesus, the Messiah. Jesus was the Savior. Behold the Lamb of God. My God. What a word. That preaches by itself. Behold the Lamb of God. Aren't you glad tonight that you found Jesus? And Jesus found you. Again, I'll close in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And the people of God say, amen. Good night, everyone. I don't know what's going on. I'm just one like John, crying in the wilderness to tell somebody about Jesus. Amen. Good night.